Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachas, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And we go back to the halachis of the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him. So in case you forgot, the Shtei Alechem are the two chalais. They're actually chametz, made out of wheat, brought in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, together with some karbanis. Who ate it? The Kehanim. What did the Mizbeach get of this? Nothing. What was the Shtei Alechem matir? It was matir, the new grain, the chadash of that year, to be used for karbin minchais in the Beis HaMikdash. The lechem upon him are the 12 loaves of bread which are not chametz that were placed on the shulchan. They would be misadr them on the shulchan in two columns of 6 loaves each. I'm sure you remember that from Parshas Truma. Along with 2 spoons filled with levoina, every Shabbos the kehanim would take off the bread and the levoina of the previous Shabbos, remove it from the shulchan, and in their place bring new bread and levoina. I like the shtei lechem. The lechem upon him were all eaten by the kehanim. Nothing of it went up on the mizbeach. Zok the Heilige Mishnah once again, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Shtei Halechem Niloishais. The Shtei Halechem are kneaded. Kneading means when you mix the water and the flour and it forms a dough. Achas, achas. Each challah on its own. In other words, don't make one big dough and divide it into two. When you have taken a sarin of soilas, kneaded into a dough, and another asaron of silas, and kneaded into a dough. For that matter, the nefes, they're baked in the oven, achas echas. You don't put into the oven the two challahs at the same time, the two doughs at the same time to bake into a challah, rather you bake one, and then the other one. Lechem upon him, nilosh echad echad, that was also kneaded, each one on its own. So again, the lechem upon him had to be 12 doughs, each one a shir of shnei esrainim. So you don't take one big dough and then divide it. No, each one had to be kneaded on its own. And that's learned from the Pasuk. Shnei Yisroinim Yeh HaChal HaEchos, says the Bat Tanura. HaEchos, each one on its own. V'nefesh Shnayim Shnayim, when you bake the lechem upon him, you put the chalas into the oven, two at a time. How do I know that? Because the Pasuk says V'sam Te'oisam, so it's mashma. When you put it in, oisam, lashin rabim. The first time they're being formed into a challah, it's in a set. Well, maybe the same is true for the shtei lechem. No, that's why the pasuk says, by the lechem upon him, v'samta oisam. I could have just said v'samtem. What's v'samta oisam? To stress, yes, yes, yes. They, the lechem upon him, are put in two at a time, but not the shtei lechem. The loaves of the lechem upon him had a special shape, so they had a special mold. The mold was called a tfus. Zok the Mishnah, of a tfus, hayu oisa oisa. The person baking the lechem upon him would prepare them in this special shape, the special mold, to give the loaves the shape of like an open box. No, actually, the Bat Tanura explains there were 3 molds. First, let's understand the shape of the lechem upon him. It was like an open box with only walls on 2 sides and no top. So you have to put the dough into a special mold. There was one when it was dough. There was another one in the oven when it bakes. And then there would be one for when you take it out of the oven. You put it into that one. That was all to maintain this shape, so it shouldn't crumble. As the Mishnah explains, ubitfus hoya oisa oisan, the person baking the lechem upon them would prepare them in this tfus, in this shape, this mold. Ukeshuradan naisna bitfus. Besides of the mold for the dough and in the oven, when he would take it out of the oven, he would remove it from the oven. He would put them into yet another mold. And that would keep the challah in shape after it comes out of the oven. Why do I need 3 separate molds? Why can't I use the same mold for the dough, for the baking, when you take it out? The answer is because the size changes. It's the same amount of flour. Each one has shnei esrei nim silas. But when it's a dough, it's one size. in the baking process, it becomes a different size. Because during baking, it gets bigger. And when you take it out, in order to, like, click it into place and make sure it doesn't crumble, you have to take it out of that one and put it into a third one. And Mamela, let's also learn from Sukkim, you have to have three molds. According to the Rambam, these molds were a chelik of the kelim of the Shulchan. That would l'chayim mean they were made out of gold. At some point out, if you look in Rashi and Chumash, Rashi says that the mold was made out of iron. So therefore, it couldn't have been an official keli of the Shulchan, because by the Shulchan it says only Zov Tor Tasa Isam. So that's a different machlekes v'shanim. Okay, so quickly chazring over. The Shtei Lechem was kneaded one at a time. It was baked one at a time. The Lechem Aponim was kneaded one at a time, but baked two at a time. And there were three molds. One for the dough, to create the shape of the Lechem Aponim, like an open box with only two walls. That same shape, but adjusted to size, in the oven when it baked, and then it was put into a third one when you took it out of the oven to preserve the shape and to make sure that it doesn't crumble.